The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Justin Tinsley, David Dennis Jr., Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates, daring to be different, leading us into tomorrow. Las Vegas A's, the load management Los Angeles Clippers, and look at Leaner Luca. Wow. Let's go.
Wow.
I need to get on the Peloton.
Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall. Kyrie Irving, $37 million for 1 year. Back with the Nets. So it's over. It's over. I'm sensing you people don't think it's over. Clinton Yates, go ahead. Around the horn to you.
You know, as much as I appreciate the words of the great urban philosopher Kyrie Irving, I think what Brooklyn fans have to look forward to here is that it can finally be about basketball with these three. Between Simmons, between KD, between Irving, they haven't found a way to line it up. And also, on top of that, you hope that because he's going to be a free agent next year, he's a little bit more motivated than even those $30-odd million we're going to give him. The problem is this. They aired out too much dirty laundry between the actual franchise and the player in between. And that's why you don't do that if you're not actually going to break up. Because now you've revealed all of your intent to everyone. And if it goes awry, folks are just going to look and point at you and say, I told you so. You shouldn't have gotten involved with him when everybody wanted you to break up to begin with. Pretty tough deal overall.
But now you say they can focus on basketball. Sarah Spain, is that how you see it?
I don't know about that quite yet. Now, that is possible. They've really just backed up the decision-making with the potential to be able to wait till June of next year to say, do we want to tie ourselves to Kyrie? For Kevin Durant to say, do I want to be tied to this team potentially through most of the end of my career, right? He'll be 37 at the end of his contract here. Does he want to spend those great last years there? Or does he say, if Kyrie's not around, I'm out? Does he say, if Kyrie's around, I'm out, because that's not a consistent partner I can count on to be there night in and night out? And what the heck is Ben Simmons giving me? Nobody knows. So maybe it'll be about basketball for a little bit while there's the opportunity for Kyrie to be available for every game in and out that he chooses to play and show up for and is healthy for. But if things go off the rails at any point early in this, now Kyrie doesn't have the option of deciding where to go. Now it's just the Nets saying, hey, anybody need a big expiring contract? Because we could take someone off your hands, and if you want to take him, it doesn't even have to
so
be a place that's
just
good for Kyrie to go.
Further up the
so
road.
They just kicked the right. can. It's not about basketball just yet.
David Dennis Jr.?
First of all, I want to address Kyrie's comments. I don't know what kind of how much of an independent thinker you need to be to know that $37 million greater than signed $6 million. I think we would all do that. But in terms of the Brooklyn Nets, you know, themselves, right now the team is pretty much it's an NFT right now. In theory, they're great. Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, last season they played 86 out of 246 games. That's 35%. They live sort of in this metaverse or 2K world where they're a great team. But how are we going to believe that they're going to be actually good on the court next year?
What if you just take a screenshot of their roster? Then do you own the team? That's a great point.
Yeah.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, look, I like Kyrie, but signing on for $37 million does not make you different. It does not make you the second coming to Malcolm X. This is not that. But aside from Kyrie's performance art, aside from that, now the question is, what does this team like look like moving forward? Patty Mills has a player option. Bruce Brown, one of your best players after the All-Star break, is an unrestricted free agent. What do you do with Drummond and even the ghost of Blake Griffin? And even most importantly, what about Nick Claxton, who proved to be your best defender?
These are the Brooklyn Nets here, okay? They just had a report yesterday. They were willing to move on completely. That's daring to be different, isn't it? So they didn't have to repeat this year. They have no idea
different.
What to do with the top three. You're worried about numbers 4 through 15 right now?
Well, look, he's already said he's going to opt in. in. So you figure, okay, that's putting a Band-Aid on a self-inflicted wound. Now you have to fill out the roster, and they don't have a lot of options moving forward. And then, yes, you have Ben Simmons on the team. So, look, yes, okay, while the Kyrie thing may be solved for now, there's still a lot more questions that need to be addressed before I can fall in love
with this team, point blank, the
same way that Vegas
does. Are the Brooklyn Nets closer or further from disaster today?
I think they're pretty much still in the same spot, bro.
David Dennis Jr.?
Yeah, they're a little bit further from disaster because you cannot lose two MVPs and an All-NBA player in the course of 4 months when you don't have any draft picks essentially until 2027. Right. So they needed to at least do something.
We've been horrible. We'll move on. Deshaun Watson's hearing today with the NFL's independent disciplinary officer. The league recommending indefinite suspension of at least a year, Mike Jones, USA Today, has reported. Former federal judge Sue L. Robinson can rule at any moment. David Dennis Jr., does the NFL's recommendation of indefinite suspension make sense?
It makes sense. Yeah, Deshaun Watson needs to be gone for at least a year. You have to take into consideration the contract that has been jiggered for him to, you know, be basically absolved of any consequence for the first year. But the bigger issue here is that this should not even get to the point where the NFL has to do anything. NFL locker rooms self-regulate all the time. The Browns are self-regulating that they don't want Baker Mayfield in their locker room because he can't throw. But you have all these men, these athletes, coaches, owners, and fans who also seem somehow okay with sharing a locker room and winning with some guy who's been credibly accused of sexual assault by 24 women. Like, I understand they want to win. I want to win, but I don't want to win with somebody like Deshaun Watson on my team. And so you have an ecosystem of men who are either complicit or cowardly, and you cannot get rid of this culture that allows Deshaun Watson's to exist unless you get rid of those two attributes that all of these men share.
Justin Tinsley.
It feels like we've been hearing about this for months, and mountains of evidence has been piling up. This is a behavior that's been described as predatory, and escalating. So just given everything that we know about the situation, and you would think the NFL even knows even more, anything less than a year, I just don't understand how that can happen. And the NFL tried to give Deshaun Watson a life raft. They told him in the preliminary hearings, like, look, if you take this year's suspension, it's going to be just that, and we won't raise it. He didn't take it, and now it can be a year plus more. I don't understand, given the climate of the country that we're living in, society, and we're talking about women and their rights or lack thereof, I don't see how you can just dish out a year-long suspension and then months later come back and say, okay, 8 to 10 games. That would be morally corrupt, even for a league that is shown over and over again it has no problem.
But you mean the appeal process. The appeal process is collectively bargained in, though. You're talking about a report last year that the NFL had considered offering him a year-long suspension.
Yeah.
And some are even saying, well, he sat out all of last year. Is that not already a year away from the game in like a suspension? Clinton Yates, I think you're shaking your head no.
No, it's not. The punishment, I think, in this situation starts at least a year because also you don't necessarily know what's going to happen in between. Considering how the rest of this is gone, I'm not just going to say, here, you take this and we'll figure it out later. Secondarily, though, what I'm most interested in all this is, to David's point, I don't need to know that just, you know, rampant, you know, runnings of dudes who just don't know what they're doing is part of how the NFL operates. I need to know specifically, what were the Texans doing? Did the Browns consider, we know what's going on, we're going to give you money so you can pay this off? That, to me, from a collective bargaining standpoint, is not only slimy, it seems like it's untoward in terms of how the NFL does business. All of this is something that I think we need to learn about that's bigger than Deshaun Watson in this particular situation, who does not need to be playing football until we find out.
So that the Browns could give him the guaranteed contract in a league that hasn't had guaranteed contracts with all this indefinite, forget the football playing of it, it looks like impropriety to you in regards of procedure here, Clinton, if I...
Yeah, I just don't understand how a guy who's got this much hanging over his head can get an unprecedented deal for that much money in the league and nobody think twice about it. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, back to today, though. The independent disciplinary officer, a former federal judge, is looking at the investigation the NFL has for the last year, Sarah Spain, and also gets word from... reporting last night that the NFL wants an indefinite suspension to be the ruling. How should she see it, and how should the NFL see it?
Well, she should see it as whatever the evidence is in front of her and whatever she's moved to do. This is the first instance where she'll be in the job where she's being jointly paid by the PA and the league. And in theory, they will likely respect her decision and not want to step on it the very first time they've offered up the opportunity for someone to technically be in the middle. The problem is, I'm too cynical to believe that if they do hand down a suspension of a year's length, there's not a good chance that they won't shorten it like they've done in the past with players. Secondarily, I'm too cynical to believe that the NFL maybe leaked that they wanted a year while simultaneously behind the scenes actually saying, hey, give him six games. But then publicly we could say, we don't know what to tell you. We wanted him to be gone for a year and they only gave him six games. Now let's everybody move on. There's no reason to trust the system that's in place because, as David Dennis pointed out, we somehow expect every player, staff member, coach, and fan to just be okay with these guys being in the room, putting on your uniform, paying your money, and rooting for them. And to Clinton's point, we're just okay with the fact that one team seems to have emboldened and enabled his behavior, and another team is saying, here's a bunch of money to pay all those fines you're going to end up paying when you settle with these women. Let us know when you're available and ready to play, because we'll give you more than enough so that we can take advantage when that happens. There's no part of this that isn't icky, but at least I hope that it starts with at least a year suspension, because there's probably more that's going to come up.
It's nobody's privilege to play in the NFL, of course. You know, it's nobody's right. It is their privilege to play in the NFL, and people make decisions. The Browns made a decision, and they can live by the decision. Correct, Justin Tinsley? Whether the suspension is 6 months or a year, they can still say we want him on our team, correct?
I mean, they can say that, but they're going to deal with the blowback and the reality of it. I think another important thing about this, too, is, Tony, there's still four open civil cases with this, so there's still an opportunity for new evidence and new stories and new allegations to come out. So, again, anything less than a year just doesn't seem feasible.
Sarah Spain, last word.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to me, because what I also meant to mention is that there should be a requirement of transparency moving forward when he does return to play, so that there's any sort of belief that his behavior has changed, because it's been predatory and it has been worse and escalating. Why would it stop all of a sudden? Because there's eyes on him. We need to know as fans that they're doing something to make sure the behavior has been changed and that he has dealt with it.
Yeah, the alleged behavior, yes. Wow, a transparency. I haven't really heard it speaking like that. There would be, how does that even look? That he has to account for where he's been and where he's going at all times?
No, I would say more in terms of what program is he going through if he has an issue of predatory behavior. Is there some sort of accountability for the behaviors and why he's doing it? And what might allow him to change moving forward so that we would have any belief that he wouldn't still be doing it?
Does he believe this is wrong is a very real question. And I think Sarah brings up a good point.
Thanks for your thoughts on this. We're going to take a break right here. Buy or sell is the next order of business. I want to say something real quick about today's panel. One of the real cool things for our show. Panelists have relationships with each other before we debate. But today, David and Justin, their first show together, about a decade ago, they met through and appeared on John Gotti's smoking section, blog era relationship here. This is the business, guys. All the businesses are like this, but your relationships that you make can be your tomorrow. Or said in another way, normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. Let's go.
Respect our friends.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by GEICO. Switch today and see all the ways you could save.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
John Wall's buyout with the Rockets was $41 million. That's daring to be different. And he immediately set to join the Clippers, Woj reports. It has been 84 years. No, his last full healthy season was 2016-2017. He's 31. And, of course, the Clippers, Kawhi, Paul George, John Wall. That's what's load management plus. Clinton, assess these Clippers. Do you buy John Wall returning to high-level play?
I'm buying all of this. Jonathan Hildred Wall Jr., a guy a lot of us have been watching since he was a high schooler in North Carolina, has never really had a proper setup on a team. And now he's finally in a place where he can utilize that skill set. He doesn't have to be the man. I'm very much looking forward to him. I think this is a great arc coming back for him into his NBA career.
Gareth Spain.
Shout out to our video man, Jeff, who managed to scour far and wide for shots of those guys on the bench. The rare sight of those guys in street clothes. I'm sorry, just kidding. This would be very cool if it works out, but like every one of them is like, are they going to play? So like, yeah, awesome. I hope they all play it and the Clippers are good. That'd be cool.
After 5 years away from the game full time, David Dennis, can John Wall be a high level player?
I don't think he needs to be a high-level player. I mean, I think the Clippers are pretty good as it is, adding John Wall to the team. He's had 15 and a half assist opportunities in the 5 years before when he played. That's the fourth most in the league. He can set up some really good players. I think overall, the Clippers are the biggest wild card in the NBA because when they're right, they could be really right. But again, just like the NFT Nets, I don't know what I'm getting this season.
And Justin Tinsley.
I couldn't buy this more if I wanted to.
Really?
A completely healthy and motivated John Wall alongside a healthy Kawhi and PG with Ty Lue, who I think is the top three coach in the league. Look, health has to work for every team in the league, but this is a top four team if everything goes according to plan. I buy this on both sides. I love it.
Wow. So wait, top four in the league. So you've got...
Top four in the West. Excuse me. Top four in the West.
Okay, top four in the West. All right. Now, and you've got, well, they've got fresh legs. I'll give you that. Top three coach in the league, Tyronn Lue. Popovich, Kerr.
And I put Ty Lue
over
right there.
Spoelstra.
Spo. What about Spo?
Oh, wait a second. He's having second thoughts already.
Yeah, no. Look, I still put him top three in the league. I think he gets the most out of his team. And we see what he can do with a completely healthy team. And hopefully this Clippers team is going to be just that for him. I think they're that talented. And I think Ty Lue is that good.
We'll move on. Smoke about the Oakland A's moving. And it's to Las Vegas. New York Post reporting Major League Baseball will not assess a fee if the team does leave Oakland to go to Vegas. Relocation fees are usually $1 billion. So this sounds like a free $1 billion, Sarah. Do you see this as baseball trying to tempt the A's to leave Oakland for Las Vegas? Buy or sell the Vegas A's?
Don't think they need to do much tempting. The team is underwater. When it rains, their clubhouse is underwater. They've made the team so bad that no one shows up. Of course they want to go to Vegas. I'm less interested in, hey, cool, we don't have to pay the fee, as everybody else saying, wait a minute, it would benefit every team in the league if someone were to expand to Vegas and have to pay a massive fee for that goes to all the teams. Interesting choice. Interesting choice to help the A's and maybe hurt everybody else.
David Dennis Jr.
In general, I'm kind of selling all of this. I'm sort of tired of billionaires. Like, do you want to borrow money from Oakland? Do you want to borrow money for Las Vegas and just borrowing to make more billions? Overall, I'm also selling a little bit of the timing of this. The A's are trying to get this new stadium built, and they're voting on it this week. MLB pressuring a little bit by saying that they're going to get out of town. This seems like a little bit of intimidation tactic.
Justin Tinsley.
I mean, you know how I feel about billionaires and public funding, but it already feels like the Oakland A's are a thing of the past. The fact that MLB is basically willing to give them a $1 billion discount just lets you know where their heads are at. Who I feel bad for are the fans of Oakland. They've already lost their NFL team. They've already lost their NBA team. And now it looks like they're about to lose their baseball team. That's who really loses out on all this, is the fans of Oakland.
Clinton, percentage chance that the Las Vegas A's happens. What is it?
It's definitely more than 50. That's because Las Vegas has officially become the Jolene of American pro sports. You need a team that's going somewhere? They just might steal your squad. Check out the Milwaukee Bucks if you're wondering what's going on with that. But I think overall for baseball, you want this team in a place simply because you just can't have this many moribund franchises dragging down your overall product. If the A's move to Vegas, you simply have a better overall thing in MLB. And at this point, as Justin said, I think it's time for them to go.
I respect the Dolly Parton of it all. I just don't know. I didn't grow up with it. I don't have the history there, Clint Yates. I think someone else hosted the show and they're giving you big points for Jolene. I'm just not that
guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying. It's blind spots.
I'm not mad at it, Clint.
We all get blind spots. Clint Yates and Justin Tinsley saying goodbye. Sarah Spain, David Dennis Jr. Showdown. 2 minutes. I'll always love you, Clint.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
In totality, 12 humans suspended in the Angels-Mariners brawl. 7 players, 1 manager, 3 coaches, and 1 interpreter. How he interprets the suspension is key. How do you interpret it, Sarah? Did baseball get this right?
Well, I hope they got a call-up for the interpreter. I'm also wondering, was he actually fighting or was he interpreting the fight from the guy from the opposing team to the guy at his team? I'm very confused about all
that.
I'm with
you on that one. Mm-hmm. David?
Yeah, as much as I would like to, you know, laugh at how ridiculous this is with the bubble gum and the seeds and everything flying around, I do have to mention that if there were a 4-minute brawl in the NBA or the NFL, this would be a much bigger story and be a lot more people be clutching their pearls over a fight like this.
Oh, you may be right there. You may be right there. We'll move on. Baker Mayfield Seahawks jerseys were up briefly on a Seahawks fan shop, but they have been found out to be fakes, according to Mike Florio. So, there's been multiple reports. Last week, Josina Anderson, high-level interest in Mayfield from the Seahawks. Mike Bacal Jr. this week on the Mike Bacal Show saying he's hearing the teams are nearing a trade. Would Baker in Seattle make sense to you, David?
I guess it makes sense. Seattle needs a quarterback, but I just can't think of much being more down bad than the Baker Mayfield watch for a franchise. And it's so amazing how fast the Seattle has fallen that they're in this position. But they're kind of made for each other. I hope they work it out, I guess.
Yeah, I'm here for this. Everybody's been dogging it, but I would rather have Baker Mayfield on my squad than just going with Geno and Locke, especially because everyone thinks the draft will fix everything. What if that guy's not ready to play right away, isn't best served by playing right away? I would much rather have Baker than the guys they have.
I'm in agreement with you, Sarah. I mean, I don't think Mayfield is exactly done, and if you could pick him up now, you get him. 30 seconds, FaceTime, Spain.
Some big WNBA news. Tina Charles and the Mercury have agreed to part ways early in the season here. She was last year's leading scorer. She's the second top scorer on that Mercury team. And now she's headed to Seattle, where they now have 4 former number one overall picks. This is a former MVP joining the likes of Brianna Stewart and Sue Bird and Jewel Lloyd. A team, by the way, in the Storm that's down a couple games to a great Aces squad and is now staring them down for the top spot in the West. This is fascinating, and I want all the tea about how she chooses the Mercury over the Storm in the offseason, gets there, and is like, I'm not so sure about this. And now she ends up with Seattle. Plus, Sue Bird's last shot at the title in this retirement tour. Things are getting juicy.
Hell, as old as time, a basketball former MVP. What's change of scenery? Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of that
before. Tinsley.
Ready, Freeman.
Dennis. Your first show together. You stuck the landing. Neither one. Ugh. See you guys tomorrow.
We'll get them next time.